Anna, you have a testimony? Yeah, give it up for Anna.
Okay, so at camp I lost my voice, so I'm probably going to be like this. But so I went to camp last week, or this past week, and it was really fun. And so a few of the nights we worshiped like really hard, and we did this, it was a sermon on the Holy Spirit. And at the end, he basically gave us a chance to get baptized in the Holy Spirit and experience tongues for the first time. And I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke tongues for the first time.
No way. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's a really big deal. That's a really big deal. Any other testimonies? Do we have any testimonies from guys? Maybe girls? No? Anna, you're rocking the house. Oh, Anne, come on up. And Anna.
This was like last week, but I was driving home from work at like 90th and Blondo, and I turned onto 90th, and then I heard like a really big screeching sound, like somebody hit their brakes, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was like billows of smoke coming out of that intersection. So I missed an accident by like that much. So, yeah.
Wow, God is good. God is good. He knows. Okay. All right, Keegan, come on up. All right, Keegan is speaking this week. So this is the second to last sermon for Romans in junior high. So listen up. Get out your notes right now. This is the time to get out notes. Get ready. Girls, you are ready. Guys, in the chair backs, grab notes. Keegan's going to bring some heat today. I want you guys to take notes. Here you go.
All right. How's everyone doing today? Good. Hey, that was better than I expected, I'll be honest. All right, a couple questions. Who was here last Sunday? Timmy, you were. I remember you were here. I don't remember everyone that was here. All right, who was here this last Wednesday? All right, good. So I ask that because part of my message today is just kind of talking about those two. So we're going to start with talking about what Alan talked about last Sunday. And then we'll talk a little bit more on Romans 13 and 14. We'll be in verses 8 through 14 of chapter 13. And then we're going to end with just talking a little bit about what Tommy talked about on Wednesday night. Sound good? All right. Let's open in prayer real quick. God, thank you for today. Thank you for an opportunity to come and worship you. And just thank you for your word. You know what I pray? Amen. So, like I said, last week Alan spoke. And anyone that was here, do you remember what he talked about? Anyone? If you remember, you can just shout it out. Jesus? That's a good answer. He did talk about Jesus. Romans 12. Do you remember like the topic of it? Isaac? Yeah. How to act like a Christian. He talked about marks of a true Christian. And when I was trying to think of a good way to summarize it, I was looking back at my notes, and the two words that stood out to me are love and honor. And that idea of love, we'll talk about a little bit more today, but honor. Honoring people on how you act towards them, honoring people through serving them. And so I just want to talk a little bit more, like I said, on that love aspect, but in a different way. So like I said, we'll be in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Can we get that up? All right, so it says here, owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. All right, we're going to pause real quick right there. So if you've been with us through Romans, you know that multiple times Paul talks about this thing that's talked about again here, and it's called the law. And the law is just, it was the rules that God gave them to follow before Jesus had come and died for our sins. And then we were just like, hey, yeah, you should listen to what God says, but more importantly, point to Jesus, because he's going to show us that. He's going to show us how to live. So here he's talking about, okay, you've got these things that the law says. And he even uses here the commandments, the 10 commandments that Moses was given. But there's a word I see throughout that on how to live, not only for these commandments, but then also to follow God. And that word is this, love. He talks about love your neighbor as yourself. Earlier on, he says, if you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. Love does no wrong to others. Love fulfills the requirement of God's law. So he's talking about just love. Simple as that. Just like Alan talked about last week, if you're going to say you're a Christian, it's simple as that. Show love to others. Here, he's talking about, okay, if you want to follow what I say, do it in love. Make sense? All right, so now we're going to move in to the second portion of that on for verse 10. All right, so we see a shift from love that we just talked about to now we're going to see a little bit sense of urgency on how we live. So we'll pick it up in verse 11, and he says, "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up." That's actually there. I'm not just telling you guys to wake up. Don't worry. "So wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness or sexual promiscuity and immoral living or in the quarreling and jealousy. Instead of all those things, he says to clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires." There's a lot there, but it's simple as this. He's just talking about two different ways to live. Live in the armor of right living, living the right way and following Christ. It says at the end, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he talks about, he uses the word dark deeds like dirty clothes. So to kind of help you guys understand the difference, I've got a couple people I'm just going to ask a couple questions to. And we'll start with Ann. So Ann, question for you. If I was to come to you on a Sunday morning and be like, "Hey, I think, you know, you guys could do worship this way, or you could do this better, or like act like I know what I'm talking about," would you believe me? Probably not. I would be offended, but I don't blame you. Why is that? Exactly. For those that couldn't hear, she said she's never seen me do it before, and she's never seen me succeed in what I'm asking or I'm saying. Josiah, if I was to come to you and start acting like I am, just talking like I know all this stuff about photography and act like I know what I'm doing and trying to give you pointers and tips, would you believe me? No? Why is that? Josiah's seen me. I don't know how to do it at all. You're right. And so I use these examples, guys, because like me trying to give Ann tips and pointers on worship or trying to lead worship or me trying to tell Josiah how to take a picture, I've never done those things well. I may have tried, but I've failed. Or even that, they haven't even maybe probably seen me try to. And so we bring that into this here. If we're going to live for Christ and live in the, it says, put on the shining armor of right living, we need to be living that out. We need to be living like we know how, following, just like Alan talked about last week, those marks of a true Christian, living as we should so people can see it. Because if we're saying we're a believer and we're saying we follow Christ, but then we go and do things that isn't pointing to that, it's going to be just like me going to Ann and saying, "Hey, here's what we should do with worship. I know what I'm talking about." I'm not living that out, so she shouldn't believe me. If you're not living out what you say you believe as a follower of Christ, people shouldn't believe you because you're not living that. So that brings us to what Tommy talked about on Wednesday night. Because here we're talking about, you know, putting on the armor of right living versus putting on, like he says, remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. Between these two things. And Tommy talked about Wednesday night, conviction. And he talks a lot about, you know, sometimes you may not be convicted by something, but one of your friends is convicted by that thing. So just living the way that you know you should, even around those that you know are believers. Because even when there's quarreling there and there's toughness there, it can cause just others to see it and not believe you guys. So, like I said, talked a lot about conviction. But just being able to look at your own lives and say, am I living a way that is lined up with what I say I believe? Am I saying I believe what Christ has to say, and I'm following that, and I'm living that? Or am I saying I believe that, and living this complete different way. So that's all I've got today. So we're going to split into small groups now. So if I can have the leaders go ahead and stand up and just start spreading out around the room. Only leaders move right now. But as we split into small groups, I just want to let you guys know, let the leaders know this as well. There's going to be small group questions, discussion questions on the screens. All right. And I know it can be easy, since you guys can even see them, to just be like, oh, we're on question two. We only have two more questions to go. But really use this time as a chance to talk about maybe questions you have about what we've been talking about. Use this time to really dive into what we've talked about and dive into these questions. And don't see it as just a checklist, but just see it as a guideline of, okay, we've got this question, but let's see where it takes us. Maybe you'll spend all the time on question one and you won't even get to the other ones. Or maybe you may get through all the questions, who knows. But just don't see them as a checklist, but really just see them as an opportunity to talk about different things. So that being said, I'll go ahead and pray to end this, and then you guys can split up and go with small group leaders. Sound good? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day again. Thank you for your word and your message that you bring us, God. And I just pray that we'd have amazing small groups and we'd be able to really just dive into these questions that you've brought up, God. In your name I pray, amen. All right, you guys can go to small group.